Open your Bibles, please, again to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I'm going to read out of the King James Version. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That's W-H-O-L-L-Y. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we talked about the 3D person, and what we meant by that is man on three dimensions, three-part being. We spent a lot of time last week kind of laying the foundation about the spirit and the soul and the body. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4:12 as well. Let's look at that scripture. Hebrews 4:12, King James says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." Now, I didn't get into this too much last week. We did talk about the kind of sword that was used. It wasn't the kind of sword that would kind of hack us up. It was the kind of sword that was so sharp that would just cut through something in a single swipe of that sword. But I think it's interesting there's three parts here as well. Quick and powerful and sharp. That can coordinate with your spirit, soul, and body as well. A two-edged sword piercing even to the dividing asunder. Now listen to what he says here. Soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, which is the body, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So what we laid the foundation for last week is there's the three-part man or the two-part man, depending on which theology you're listening to. They're both the same. They're both identical. They just have different terminology. And we're going to go through that quickly in review again this morning just to help everybody get their mind renewed to it. Because if there's things that get confusing on this, it's when people see the word heart or spirit or soul or flesh or carnal being or natural man. They say, "No, which one are you talking about?" The Bible's actually very specific. And there is a specific reason why he uses certain words for that. So in this particular case, when it says Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharp, he's dealing with the whole person. But when we start talking about also the inward man and the outward man, we looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. So there's an outward man and there's an inward man. The outward man can refer to as the body. The inward man can be the heart, the spirit and the soul. And so sometimes people get confused about that. But we shouldn't be confused. It's actually pretty simple. Just remember, there's the inward man, there's the outward man. There's the real you on the inside. Just kind of look at your hands, look at yourself, go, "This is just an earth suit. That's all it is. This gives you the right to be in this earth today." That's what Jesus did. He took on what? An earth suit, flesh. He took on a body. He became a man so that he had authority so he could function in this realm. That's why he came as a human being. Parents, he couldn't just show up as God and do his thing because God, in the beginning of Genesis, had given the authority of the earth to who? Adam, a man. And that man violated God's trust, violated the, in a sense, the assignment that God had given him.
Psalm 78, I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation.
He gave place to Lucifer.
The first seven
Lucifer
verses,
then, according to
very
Corinthians, became
instructive.
What? The God
he
of
says,
this world.
My
small
people, listen
to my
instructions.
The God of this world.
Open your ears.
So he still rules and reigns over this world
I
in the sense of the law of sin and death.
Parable.
So sometimes you say, "Well, why
teach
the bad things happen?"
Lessons from
because
our
we live
past.
In a fallen world.
Stories we have
not
heard
God,
in
God. Stories,
capital
G, the Most High God, that is doing those
us.
Things.
And
if
we
there's
will
a
not hide
that can
these
really be damaging to a Christian, it's believing that everything that happens that is God's will, big G, versus
we will tell the next God generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord.
And sometimes you sit down and talk with people
and
sorting that out.
Pre-issued
really
his laws
to
Jacob.
People
he gave his
instructions. Why is God doing
Israel?
This to me?
And
he
I
commanded
say, God
our
are
ancestors
about?
To teach them to
because
their
because there's a lot
children.
Of different gods out there.
So the next
some
generation might
worship
know
thousands
them.
Of gods.
Even the children
well,
not
we're not
yet
talking
born.
About those. We're talking about the Most
and
High God.
And they in turn will teach
the God
their
of this
own
world.
Children. And then
so
sometimes people set themselves up as God.
Should set its hope anew on God.
Yeah.
Not forgetting his glorious miracles.
That trap.
and obeying His commands.
Because we become the ultimate authority in everything. I know everything.
Father, we're just so thankful again for this opportunity to just worship You in spirit and in truth.
God is saying to us,
focus on this
in this flesh,
this
in this
morning,
earth suit, there are certain things that you need to
understand
here
about
so that you
passing
can
on the truth
why
to the next generation.
Time? Because this is where we live.
We just
there
know,
are
Father,
so many things that
really
depend on you being able
to
function out of your spirit, living out of
your
heart,
so I thank you
instead
for the
of
word
out of
God
your
flesh. To be quick and
this is where we live from. This is who I am on the inside.
Every person,
and why
no matter
I
what
have
their
failures
today,
or why I miss things
truth
is because I let the outward man dominate
the Holy Spirit
will
make it
man.
Simple.
It's a constant battle. And we laid that
applicable
battlefield out to a degree last week, and then we had to stop.
Amen.
So I'm going to pick it up again.
You know, the psalmist is giving us some really important information and some instructions. He tells us to listen,
these
to open our ears.
These three parts very simple if you understand.
You know, as parents, sometimes you have to tell your kids,
I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it.
Pay attention. Listen.
I used my illustration last week.
Take your fingers out of your tongue.
Whatever
else you got stuck in yours, take it out.
When I was a kid, I bought a brand new...
No, it wasn't brand new.
Listen, open up your ears.
What is he teaching us?
It was brand new
stories
and hidden lessons. I earned my money all summer long working
up in the
Boundary
Waters.
So there are stories saved up all my paychecks, came back from my very first job
to pass
there
on
in Canoe Country,
and
took my money and went out and bought us a 57 Chevy from a farmer
in the last days
in
my mother's
field.
Life before
Boy,
she went on to be with the Lord.
So I took it home.
He would spend time with her
my
almost every week.
And friends of mine.
And whenever I could, I'd start
the engine
asking
out,
questions
needed
about
a new engine.
Past, about when she
I
was
stripped
young,
it down.
My great-great-grandparents.
It had a lot of rust on it.
And you can learn from that.
It was,
I learned a lot of things.
We bonded that thing up. We covered up all the holes, took all the rust out,
and
painted it nice and
sometimes we're so busy in life, you go through it, and all of a sudden someone's gone. And you
royal blue.
There's times still today I think,
beautiful.
I wish my mom was around. I could ask her that.
Hot new
because,
engine.
Because, you know, now it's too late. That information
problem was
be
I couldn't. I couldn't.
I don't have access to
replace
that
the
anymore.
Transmission.
Those memories and
there's
those experiences
no way to pull that out and do
are hers and she's.
So
I,
here I
had
this beautiful new car in my
so it's always important to realize those,
years old,
how important those relationships are as parents and as
it's all show and no go.
He says
the engine would rev up.
He tells us not,
but that transmission, the gears would sit there.
Our children. I think there's some unintentional hiding sometimes. You know, I know that
you know, stop line.
Mary and I got sick later on.
You ever
we,
seen those commercials?
Like, let's go!
That's
and,
I go, yeah,
and then I'd let him watch in elementary and so forth. And I wish I could have gone back and started before they were even born. And started when they were really
little. You're like that.
But you know, a lot of those things
if you're
had
born
already been
again,
formed
what have you
life
got on the
I got
inside?
Saved. And then it take a, took
a brand
few years
engine.
For us to get
man,
our minds
got more power than you know what to do with.
Backwards, I used to think.
But you know what you got
up
here?
Up to speed. And so,
defaulted.
There are some experiences and things that our kids went through that I wish I could.
And some of us, we've had some Bondo on our body.
Amnesia.
We've had to do some paint. Some of you ladies, you painted your,
and yet,
you know, your car a little
there
bit
are
here.
Growing experiences.
You know, I saw Char's toes this morning. I thought,
kids
holy,
have different memories than actually
sparkly Christmas already.
And sometimes it's funny how we're talking
don't,
with our
don't
son
say
or
I
our
said
daughter.
Anything, but
they'll say, well, I remember this. I said, that is not at all.
If you look at her toes, just don't go, whoa! But you'll know what I mean.
You remember the emotion.
Sometimes
you
just
remember the facts.
Get all that makeup
and
on, and
we wear
clothes
was, too.
Kind of dress it up,
so
and that's what we're doing. That's
very
my car was
susceptible,
all
very vulnerable, but very pliable.
But you know what?
And we
without
had
a new transmission, without working on that transmission,
and
so I had to keep tweaking it. Whatever
relationship
service,
we might have with them,
I would
it's
make
important
sure
that we understand
there,
the
because
impact
you know,
that we have on these
leaked.
Children. Let's not hide
it
the truth.
It wasn't healthy.
Well, I don't want them to hear anything bad.
That's what we have to do with our mind.
We,
our soul,
excuse me,
our intellect, our emotions.
We saw some parents who isolated their kids
constantly
so much
be working on them. We have to keep
with.
Putting the fluid in
time
there.
One young girl's got into high
leaks.
School and almost ready to go to college. She was so naive.
All right,
she had no
your
clue
thought
what
patterns
big, bad
can leak.
Role was about.
The way you
now, the
think
truth
sometimes.
There's a truth.
Don't look
out
at
there.
What do you mean by that?
Just now, there's a biblical truth.
You know, you
truth.
Can start
there's
out
another
with
truth
thought,
out there
and then 5 minutes later,
evil
you stop and think, where are you at?
Dangerous it can
and your thoughts are like,
and there's
how
nothing
did I
wrong
get
with
here?
Teaching your children to be on guard, to guard their heart. All those scriptures are just as important. Also,
all right.
You don't want to protect them.
That's where
them nice
Philippians
safe,
talks about bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
The problem is then they have no clue how evil the world can be.
Outward body needs help.
In a sense,
we can fix it up.
Affected by
we need to bring it.
Don't
we need
hide
to
the truth
from Bibles.
We need
biblical
to bring it
truth,
submission. Even natural truth.
The soul
let's
at heart.
Give them the opportunity
we need to work
because
on
they have
to
grow up and make
our minds
decisions for themselves.
The Spirit,
so he says, let's
I'm
not
so
hide
glad
the
that
truth.
God made me the righteous.
So we need to tell this next generation. So what are we supposed to tell them about?
My spirit man is as righteous as
specifically
it will ever be.
In this psalm,
I can't
it says,
do
let's talk about the glorious deeds,
I
the
am
mighty
the righteousness
wonders,
of God.
The miracles
period. End of discussion.
Of our Lord. How awesome and how powerful
anymore,
and how wonderful our God is.
Around the building anymore.
Let's always
I can't
point
do
to how good God is. Good God, bad devil. That is a truth, and don't hide that from your kids. Because the world out there will tell them, well, everything that happens is God.
Can be a challenge.
That's not true.
Because we miss it sometimes.
Unless you're defining
think,
who God
really
is.
Very righteous.
Most high God is good.
And then we start thinking
God
about
of this world, small g, Satan, is
God.
Not good. Good God, bad devil.
Can we say that real simply? Davidson was here. He talked about the conscience.
So we want to
remember
make sure
that?
Our kids know
and we talked about the fact
this
afterwards
wonderful,
a
awesome God that we serve. And each generation needs to be prepared.
I brought that up
and
in the men's group.
Ultimately, it's
a challenge
this,
all
so
the
that
time
they will set their hope.
Make sure that we are
God.
Focused on being the righteousness of God.
And
it's interesting
conscious
it
uses
of our righteousness
because
I want to live out of
set
that
their
righteousness.
On the things that
I want to live
for.
Out of that place where I
faith
know
is the substance
that I am
of
the freedom.
What?
I have
I
that freedom
if
in
we
Christ.
Don't
I have
show
that
the kids
boldness
the promises
in Christ.
Of
I have
God.
That confidence in
that's
Christ.
That's what we as parents and teachers and mentors need to do. When we're discipling, we're showing them all the promises of God that are yes and amen in Him.
Then I'm going to have trouble
creating
going in
hope in those
praying.
Children.
I'm going to have trouble.
And then when the word comes,
God, I'm have
as they grow and as they
to,
mature,
I'm going to be
faith becomes
as
the substance of that thing hoped for.
So when I go through
of that
these
promise
things,
that they heard
again, with
you
my
mean
spirit,
Jesus will heal me.
Yes.
When it says here, the,
they hear that promise,
and
they hear that story,
they hear the miracles, and then when they need it for themselves,
the spirit realm. That's how I can connect.
They can tap into God. And have
the word
faith
soul
for themselves.
There is the word
but they
psyche.
Have to have that hope.
We understand what that
but they
means.
Don't have the hope.
With
hope
the
is
realm.
The container.
My mind, my will, my emotions.
That in a sense, the
intellect,
truth,
my
the word of God goes into,
it.
And it becomes faith
the word
and hope together.
In 1 Thessalians,
a powerful force
is the word soma.
Have that
and obviously,
have that
that's how we interact
first.
With our physical.
And that's what we give our children.
Now, when you get
when
to the other
lessons in children's church or in the youth group or whenever we're sitting down and talking, we are to give them the promises of how good God is. And what God
the
will do for them,
that we
and
have
how God wants to be
flesh.
Involved in their
that's
life,
different. We're all
and that creates hope.
Sarks, S-A-R-X,
and this
and
is
that word
be
is a very interesting
day,
word because
be
when you talk about the heart, God, the inward man versus the outward
I think
man,
this younger
which is
generation
the flesh,
should be equipped to
the heart,
the
spirit, and soul together.
It's a lost and
flesh
dying world.
Is the body and soul
you know,
together? Think of it that way, if that helps.
When you I don't read
sarks,
a lot of the statistics
flesh,
out there. Sometimes
the
I
body,
read those, and boy,
flesh,
you get discouraged how many
I want you to understand it.
Kids go off to college.
Because the flesh is different
and,
than your
you
body.
Know, one of my
totally
good friends
word.
Is an apologetic.
And when you're
for,
dealing with the flesh,
the
remember in Galatians,
on
I talked about
the works
of
the goes all over the country. And,
flesh.
And that's what
the
he does.
Flesh
he
is your body
on campuses, a lot
and
of
an unrenewed mind
kids and,
going after things that God would say.
His biggest problem is professors on most of these campuses.
The heart.
The cardia
off of a
is
made
up
of the spirit and the soul,
originally
and primarily a soul or a mind.
Today, he's not even welcome there.
So the soul
and
the
what
and
is what is he running into?
The heart,
he's
the cardia
some statistics
outvote
the, years we
the flesh
together.
Or the body.
And he said, you know,
it's that simple.
Anywhere from 70
the
to
majority
80%.
Wins.
Sometimes I hate to even say it.
Just
70 to 80% of kids that grow up in a Christian family in a Christian school,
sometimes
church,
our flesh
grew up in church.
The physical body,
evangelical church,
and
not,
the unrenewed mind.
Evangelical church
says, "I want
to
get
to
that.
College."
And the spirit says,
"They start to question." Their
I wouldn't
faith.
Do that if I were you.
Their faith is so bombarded.
Do you know the Bible
many
says, "I set before you this
faith.
Day blessing and cursing, life or death."
What does that tell
choose?
Me? We have failed to establish their heart.
Life is in the spirit.
We have failed to lay a
death
solid
comes
foundation.
Death from the flesh.
The carnally minded is
life,
what?
Death.
Traditions and
the spiritually minded is what?
Along.
Life.
They have been pushed off.
Where's
the
chooser?
Of truth.
That's
they
the
started to question. They started to
the
doubt.
Mind, the soul,
Lucifer's
makes
trick,
the choice.
His ploy.
When people say, well, God has got in control of everything, then you've just eliminated
question.
A lot of scriptures.
And that's exactly
you
what
you have to start
the culture in
out of your Bible.
Society is
because
today
in Deuteronomy,
is to
and this
kids,
is Old Testament, he says,
well,
I'm saying
that was your mom and dad.
You
were brought up.
You really don't know what the big bad world is all about.
There's so much more out here.
You choose.
Come on out here and try this.
Based on which translation, it basically kind of says,
and if I were you, I'd choose life.
Drugs
are doing
this, they're
doing that. And if they're,
he says, out of your spirit,
the real inward
man.
naive if they've been protected and not talked about.
And your mind, your soul that's been renewed to God and understands the things of God, understands your righteousness, understands what is right, is going to choose life.
Commit yourself to this.
It's all
over
there.
Why is it that sometimes we have to teach our children
that do not lead to life?
Use the Word of God for that.
Even as believers, we do. Now, I know I joke about it. I'm a little fluffy, all right? And the only reason I got a little fluffy is because I made bad choices.
This younger generation.
You know, parents teach their kids.
The impact of social media alone in this day. I am so glad
Johnny was
that I didn't grow up in this age during social media.
No,
as bad off as I was as a teenager, I'd have been really bad
choices. Did you make a good choice?
I'd have given myself more to it worse than I did. But these young adults today, these young people today, these young kids growing up today, the church has a responsibility to make them
the
aware
soul realm,
of the mind,
so they can
the
counteract
will,
the emotions,
the things
that's
that
up
they
to
hear.
Us. That is
they're
going to
go to
the
school,
heart
they're
going to
hear.
Oh, that in a sense, we always have to surrender to God.
Last time I checked, it
and
was
deal
a
with.
And more scientists
and
are actually acknowledging
and it brings this body
theory,
under control.
And there's a lot of holes in it. And they would
the
actually
Bible
go
very clearly
intelligent
that
design,
this
which
body
is
desires certain things.
Hello.
In fact, in the Old Testament,
more and more scientists are willing
to stand
up
this
and say, no, I can't
remember
go
this
with
Old Testament.
Evolution anymore.
A carnal mind or a
fallen
mind,
fallen heart,
intimidated
with it, almost
bullied
above
all
by teachers.
Evil.
Some of these kids
are always saying, I thought my heart was evil.
Well, I can remember
what
that's Old
Testament.
About that. This younger generation has to be equipped. This
but
younger
you bring
generation,
the heart into the New
up,
Testament,
has
which is what we'll get into
probably next
God's word,
week,
so
you'll
end up finding
the
lives
of
something
as
about
little
that
as
inward
10,
man
11, 12,
that is right with God.
They
so
have
I have
to be
face
old
those
enough
decisions,
in a sense,
am I
wise enough
right now?
To be able to say no to the temptations that doubt and unbelief are going to bring.
Anger isn't something
that's
like
what Jesus and his parents.
A spiritual
turn over to Luke chapter
2. My spirit says, I won't get angry. I won't get angry. In a sense, there's a choice.
Verse 41.
What made you
speaking
angry?
Of Jesus,
well, you made me
his
angry.
Parents went to
no,
Jerusalem.
What I believe about what they said
the
made
Passover.
Me angry.
And when
that
he was 12 years
can't
old,
make you angry. That person
Elijah,
may do things that you
old,
esteem
right?
in such a way
just
that anger is the result
of just think of this.
Choice.
This is exactly how old Jesus
again,
was.
If it's a spirit, soul, body issue,
family,
and
we're
the
about
soul
to read
is
this,
the chooser,
Elijah,
the
I want
soul
you to think about
the transmission.
This
is, soul,
as
is
this
the,
a thing
if
you
that
were
makes
Jesus
the decision,
today.
One way
this
is whether what
you would
have
been doing.
I choose not to be
when he
angry.
Was 12 years old, they went up
to
Jerusalem.
I choose not to be able
of the feast.
To get in the flesh.
Old,
we would
take
it
to church.
And someone says, well, look at the works of the flesh. And
when they had finished the day, as they returned, the boy, Jesus, lingered behind in Jerusalem.
Love, joy, peace, patience.
And Joseph and his mother did not know it.
Those things,
but supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So
we're
when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem.
So when I look at those things,
now so it was that after three days they found him in the temple.
That
now listen to this:
the word
sitting in the
heart
midst of the teachers
really never.
This is a 12-year-old kid.
Spirit pneuma is never
now,
translated.
Now we don't give
12-year-old
children as much credit.
The word
as the Jewish
body is never
did.
Translated as flesh. It's always a totally different word.
He said he was
word.
Sitting in the midst of the teachers.
When you go through all the different translations, you look at all the different
listening
things.
Listening to them,
it's always the same
and
thing.
And asking them
also,
questions.
Also, the word heart, cardia, is never
and
translated spirit
or all
soul.
Who heard
it's
him
always going to be
were astonished or amazed, depending
never
on which translation you're looking at.
At those
his
words,
understanding
right,
and
then
his
start
answers, or how he replied to them when they would ask him.
It's amazing
questions.
To me how much they start taking.
So there's this discussion
well,
going back
the
and
word
forth.
Cardia, it's supposed to be the word heart. It's not spirit.
Elder
not
men,
soul,
these scribes,
body,
these Pharisees,
flesh,
these priests, and here's this 12-year-old, and he's having
I want my
a discussion
heart
with them. And they're amazed.
I want my
he's
heart.
This little kid coming out. He's a little, you know, a little carpenter's son.
What we struggle with all
he,
the time as
he
a
didn't
whole
go to,
person,
you know,
all
seminary. He didn't grow up in our school.
Is the fact that sometimes
this
part
kid?
Of us desires to do something and then we feel guilty about it.
Both listening
we
to
beat
them,
beat ourselves up over,
and asking them questions.
I can't believe I said that.
And
I can't
all who
I
heard him
that.
Were astonished at his understanding
you know,
and the answers.
A lot
so
of
when they saw him, they were amazed.
Just because they
parents.
Have a thought.
And his mother said to him,
Son,
why have you done this to us?
Horrible thought.
Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. In other words, he says, we were worried.
All had horrible thoughts. You know,
they went out a day.
The Bible calls them fiery darts, really.
Untraveled. Realized
why,
he wasn't
why
with them. They thought they were running around with some
of
the kids,
salvation.
Hanging out with some. They thought he was responsible.
Why
and
those?
Felt that
why
that
are those
was okay?
Pieces of
like
armor
you on you as
they
take
believer.
Your eyes off your kids sometimes?
They're there
right?
to protect you.
But in that
from
day,
the
they trusted
the enemy
the company, the family, and the group that
things
at you.
Together.
We need to put up
and
our armor.
And so when they realized that, they started
way we well, they had another day back.
I know people that have taught on the armor.
And another day to search around. So on that third day, they find him.
is on the front
temple.
Side of the believer. There's nothing on the back
sleep?
Side.
Who fed him? Who took care
Why
of the kid?
Is that?
He's 12
because
years
you
old.
You should never turn your back on the enemy.
You know, by 12 years old,
don't ever turn your back on him.
To be very responsible.
Because you're the most vulnerable there.
Not like today.
Everything we have is on
at
the
12
front.
Years old,
so we should always
many
do
of those
what
Jewish
when it comes
kids
to the enemy.
Entered into adult
face on.
They thought of themselves
sickness comes,
as take a man
face on. Don't turn
once
your back on
12 years old.
Don't ignore it.
It says,
go after it. Take your
why
take it
did you
face
seek
to
face?
Me. Go after
did
it.
Did you not know that
God
I
God desires
be
for us to
my
face those issues?
I think what's happening for us sometimes is we
but they did
we
not
realize
understand
tired
the statement,
gone through something difficult, something challenging. And man, we
now,
just want to find that place of just
as far as we
alone.
Know, this is the only time we're told anything about Jesus as a child.
Man, I've been through some tough things
but
sometimes.
And
there's
I just
one
say,
important thing that's added at the end of this.
I know that's a joke, but I say,
I'm going to
this
year.
Look at
you know,
this
year.
I just want to go
and
away.
Jesus
no.
increased in wisdom.
But in a sense,
and
at those times, what have you just done? You've turned your back
God and men
to what the enemy's throwing at you. And that's
the
when you're the most vulnerable.
Jesus
sometimes.
Continued
no,
to
No, that's
mature.
The very time you turn and
says,
face
growing
head
up
because
both
he's
body
a defeated
and
foe,
spirit.
And he knows it.
You know, at 12 years old, he hasn't
he's a
got
bully.
His full
and as soon as you stand up to bullies and just take one swing at him, do you know what they usually do?
At 12 years
they
old,
they fold up.
Still kind
and
of
they
short.
Run.
I've got some pictures of him standing next
it
to his
says, resist
and,
the devil,
you know, wasn't
and
quite
he'll
as
do
tall
what?
As his mother. That was at 12.
Flee from you. And as one
now that he's
16 from you, as in terror.
Looking down at his dad.
He's more afraid of you than you are.
What happened?
At least we should be.
It is Wheaties.
Because we're the ones that are representing
what
God.
It,
and as
all of a sudden between 12 goes, and 16, those
you're
4 years,
dressed up in the whole armor of God, sport. And the enemy sees you.
Our son at
all he sees is the armor of God.
Or 14,
he doesn't know who's in there.
Foot in 1 year.
As far as he knows, it's God in there.
Consumed, I think, a gallon of milk
and
a day.
And he's faced Jesus
I
before
bought a
and
cow.
Got his tail whipped.
Because the guy just ate and drank all day
so when
long.
When you take
just,
on the whole armor
like
of God,
and
you're covered in that full armor of God,
and
the enemy comes at you, and you just say, go ahead, take your best shot, because I've already been here, done that.
Take a gradual.
But see, that's a choice.
You know, the body says, I'm tired of being short.
The choice is ours. That's why we have to renew our mind. But when
well,
I
so,
know that I know
no
that I know
how
that
small
I'm a spirit
they may look
man
at 12
inside,
years old,
been born
it's
again,
not the outward
that I've been
man that we've been
in
Christ,
Christ,
is it?
That I'm a new
it's
creation in Christ. That gives
it's
me
the
confidence
man of the heart.
To stand. It's the one on the inside that
not
has
as
the truth.
A review as I could
that knows things, so that understands
Peter,
things.
Chapter 3
and these older men looked at this little kid and go,
today we're
going to
talk about the hidden man.
There's something else going on here.
Now, man, again,
they were astonished. They were amazed. They actually,
of the,
I think translations,
well,
they were confounded.
So we're going to focus today on the spiritual
he
man.
He increased. He matured in wisdom
just for today.
And stature.
Next
growing
week we'll
up
come back
in
we're
both
body
and soul
spirit.
A little bit
so
more.
Let's identify with Jesus when he was 12 years old. What is it to identify
First Peter
with
chapter
him?
3.
You know, the law required every adult male to make an appearance
let's jump in
Jerusalem. So that would have been, some believe, his first time there
not
as an adult.
Be
now, today
outward,
in Jewish culture, they call it a bar mitzvah.
Because he's talking about
but
the
that didn't come
meaning.
Along until a few centuries
arranging
later.
Arranging the hair.
That came out.
Wearing
through,
of gold.
Rabbinic.
Putting on fine
Talmud,
apparel.
Things like that. They kind of
see, that's that
made religion
out
of it. They made
there.
Traditions out of it.
Rather,
they threw
let
a whole
it be
lot of stuff into what
a hidden man
bar mitzvah is.
Or this translation,
or for a woman,
that
mitzvah.
Person
and
of
basically,
the heart.
With
what
the
they're really trying to get
beauty is
of
what we as Christians would call
spirit,
a confirmation class.
Which
so
is very precious
some
in the
of us
sight of God.
In the denomination, maybe we were brought up and we
it's
went
interesting
to
me that it says from that the
you know,
inward
11, 12,
beauty
13,
is incorruptible.
14, somewhere in that age group.
You know,
I
wish I could say
when I was 12.
That
and so
I have enough faith
at that
age,
whether you're if you're Jewish, you do the bar mitzvah. If you were a,
you know,
a Protestant church,
looks
for example,
a lot younger than
you did your confirmation. If you were in the Catholicism, maybe 13 or 14, you did your First Communion or your confirmation,
the
they can sometimes
well, maybe
70
is the new 40.
Some of the things
I don't
that I was
know.
Studying out.
I'm going for it.
Either way, all of it comes down to this.
Because I still think that age
Jesus
is a
would have known Deuteronomy
as much as it is anything else.
Chapter
it's not
16.
My physical thing.
Verse
age
16.
Is not my physical
three
thing.
Three times a year,
I may, my body
all your
may
males
be saying
shall
to
appear
me,
before the Lord
hey,
your God
you
in the place
old.
Which He chooses.
How do you know that? Well, look
which
in the mirror.
Which He chooses.
You got a few wrinkles. And
at the feast
gray,
of unleavened bread,
silver hair,
at the feast of weeks, and at the feast of tabernacles,
you're getting old.
And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed.
I don't think of myself as
every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord your God which he has given you. So here's this.
I think about that all the time. I think about this life
of every adult male.
This life
all
up
coming
so
together. They had to present themselves
in comparison,
make an appearance. One translation says, before the Lord at Jerusalem, where the temple was. And again, they would bring their offerings
just
because,
like,
again, agricultural type society. They didn't have
August,
something every.
I mean, it's
just
like somebody just took an accordion
when it was the cycles of
there was like 3-4 days
harvest and so forth. So they would bring
that's
something.
That's how it felt to me.
That Jewish tradition.
But see, when you think of eternity,
sure how those,
our whole life
is going to start
like
to make
that.
The transition into adulthood,
yeah,
into
know,
manhood.
You don't know what I've been through already.
Hey, you're.
We know that in the
2
Timothy chapter 1.
I've been through anything
yet.
This it says, I remember your genuine
your faith,
where you share that faith.
You're one third of the way
was first
there.
First in your grandmother,
God has promised
Lois,
anywhere from
and your mother,
70 up to 120.
And I know that. That same faith continues.
Well, he's only promised 7 years.
No, that's
goes
on in 2 Timothy 3.
We'll straighten that out another time.
But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true.
I can have faith.
You know you can trust those who taught you.
I can have at least
you have been
longevity
taught the Holy
in
my childhood.
Now, if I'm going to go from 70 to 120,
the wisdom
another 50 years of ministry
salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus.
Glory to God. Are you going to retire?
No, I'm going to retire.
That's
the purpose of training up these children. So,
so
they can come to
that
place where they can trust what
was
taught them.
Life.
Because I guarantee you, when they get off outside in the world, they're going to say, well, that's
you
were indoctrinated. You were brainwashed in that church.
Primarily men retire early.
Come on.
They don't get involved in either.
You were told these things, but let me tell you the truth.
In volunteerism
or
something, they die young.
And so here we're here to teach them the Holy Scriptures from their childhood. That's why we have children's church. That's why we have youth group. That's why we have things specifically designed and curriculum specifically focused on those kids.
What our age is,
teach them at their level.
Our goals set our affections on certain things.
Those,
make sure
those scriptures
from above.
It'll give them the wisdom to receive salvation.
And so, in this situation,
you know, in the Old
the
Testament, back in
of the heart,
1 Samuel chapter 1 and chapter 2,
heart,
there's two contrasts.
Because
Hannah
we never
and Samuel.
Spirit.
Hannah presents Samuel to
oh,
the Lord.
I know
and
their
says,
heart.
You know, I give him to you, and I submit him. I dedicate
oh, I know,
him
brother,
to you. That's
I know his
Samuel
heart.
Chapter 1. You can look at verse 11 and verses 20 to 28.
You know his heart.
But then there's the contrast, the very next chapter.
Well, maybe you know part of his heart in the sense of
his two sons.
I've said those words.
And
I think when I say them, I'm
and in 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 27
I believe
through 36,
that I
and again in chapter 3, verse 13,
God
rebukes Eli because he says, you've honored your sons before you've honored me. In other words, you've exalted your kids over your
so
relationship
say, oh, I know
with
their
me.
Heart. In that context,
and we've lived in a culture for the last 20, 30 years where some
just,
parents
they just kind of
have done everything more for their kids
kind of a general step.
And they would for God.
And then you excuse all kinds of
crazy
behaviors.
You know, if you did it for God, your kids would come with.
Well, you know, it's like the mom that comes on TV after her little boy has
I don't want to
you know,
be an
done something terrible and gotten in a fight.
And there was a time in my life that I was kind of an Eli because I didn't have any training. I didn't have any knowledge. I didn't have any wisdom. But I believe
really?
That I went from an Eli to
I know in your eyes he's a good
functioning
boy.
Like a Hannah.
But when
or
he's shooting at
like
a police
Joseph
officer,
America.
He's not a good boy.
I want to be able to say that my kids and my grandkids are hungry for God and seeking after God.
The
I can't
right
make
wrong.
That because when they reach a certain
that's
place of adulthood, either it took
I'm
or
sorry.
It didn't.
Even if an officer pulled me over,
they have to have that
hands
same
on the
experience.
I put
themselves.
My hand. I wouldn't say I haven't done anything
one of the
wrong.
Things for what they call PK
because
or preachers.
The Bible
kid, is the
says.
Pressure and the intimidation and so forth.
Obey those.
But I'd say that's hard for anybody that's really committed.
They hold
to
the sword for a purpose.
I mean, you're all PK kids.
That's a choice. Guess what? That's
preachers.
All about your chooser again.
Your teachers,
that's all about
your ministers
mind.
Onto the gospel.
Why do we
out
get
there
in trouble?
The world?
If we're
it's
living out of the hidden man of the heart, if we're hidden out of
preacher.
Living out of our spirit
so,
man,
when I look
with a renewed
scriptures.
Mind, I'm not going to get in that.
I think
trouble.
It's a responsibility
when I
of us to raise that godly
children
mind
together
as a community, as a church, as a body.
We call
primarily the parents are responsible, but we're here to help.
You ever heard
we're not
say, well, they just got in
do.
The
we,
flesh.
You know, some people drop their kids off. We saw this at Rhema when we were down in Tulsa. Kids,
we use that in a derogatory
kids children's church, and then they'd leave
kind
go have dinner.
Own, which really,
why
when
they
you
go
look
into
at Galatians 5 and the works of the flesh, it's kind of true.
They saw churches.
But
as
what
a baby
that means is
service.
They made a choice.
No, I'm just going to be honest with you. When I was a kid, my parents dropped me off at church. Downtown St. Paul.
How many of you ever had something
I
just
to.
Really scary just
they
pop out at you in
Sunday
and
school?
Your body doesn't
the main
even have
service,
time to think. You didn't have time to make
so
a choice.
My
you
mother and my father actually dropped me off
years
when I was
ago,
just a little guy.
We had some
at
friends of
children's
ours
church.
Pull a prank on me. And I came
and
home
they would
from
go
work,
to breakfast.
Mary was in the kitchen making dinner.
And I didn't realize they went to breakfast until one time
I heard about it. So I walked into our little apartment.
What's the deal?
And I went to the cupboard, or the
I want to go to breakfast.
To open it up to change.
How come you get to go to breakfast and I got to go in with this yahoo and you're telling us stories that don't make any sense at all?
That's the last thing I remember. The only time I ever blacked out that I know of, other than one other time.
We won't talk about the drugs and alcohol. That I consciously fainted.
We'll close with this.
Thank God the bed was right behind me.
Train up a child in the way he should go. And
they jumped out and I went,
not depart from it. That's pretty strong, but I think that's pretty clear.
Did I
think
about
the word there, the word train?
No. Your body
is translated to dedicate. And that's why we have dedication services.
I think if I had been born again, I probably would have had an out-of-body experience. I think my spirit man would have jumped out and said, whoa, what was that all about?
Kyle Dielich, who was a Hebrew scholar, talks about this training in conformity.
We've all experienced
something in the
which
flesh
becomes a second nature.
Where your body
that
has reacted,
imprinted,
or inbred.
I don't like scary movies
to the child.
I don't like thrillers. I don't understand.
It becomes their second nature. You imprint that on them.
I don't understand the emotional.
In a sense,
like, getting
put
you know,
so much in them, it's inbred.
You,
he says that's the
I don't
Hebrew
like
meaning there.
Where I go
this is train
down.
Them up. You put that impression upon them.
Joining me with this.
I mean, I don't
an
mind, you
translation
know,
could this,
this,
say this way.
I don't
be
need
dedicated
that.
To educate.
All right?
And give instruction to your child.
I don't care how young I was.
Teaching
I don't
them
like
to
this.
Choose the proper
all right?
path.
And
knowing
my
the body
direction
says,
they should take in life.
Ah!
And when that child is old enough
see,
to make those choices
went,
for themselves,
all kinds of places.
They will remain upon
we went
the
to the
right
Egan
path.
Fair one
now
time.
Listen carefully.
We got on
to
this
me.
Little thing called the Mean Green
our
Machine.
Our culture has failed many of our children.
I prayed in tongues.
That Jewish
time.
Culture had taught those children that by the time they were 12
because
years old, they were equipped
it went around,
to make those
and
choices.
And then it threw you out and comes back. And then
I'm running
and threw you out and comes back. And every time I went through me out, I almost threw up. And every time I went out, I thought for sure that thing was just going
to
break down
them,
and I was going to go flying.
And help them find that path.
I think they finally retired that righteousness
of machinery, find that path that pleases God.
That was.
Find that path that knows Him personally.
You just don't want to go there.
But see, your body, Kyle Dietrich actually goes on and says this.
Your body reacts to things.
He explains this translation.
But there's some times
he
when
says,
you get
give
your
to the
soul,
child
soul
instruction
renewed.
Conformably
I've
to His ways.
Jump.
So he will not, when he becomes old, depart from it. And he says this. The instruction
I've got
of youth.
A place of
the education of youth
there are certain things
ought
I'm
to be conformed to the nature of youth. The matter of instruction and the manner of instruction ought to regulate itself according to the stage of life and its peculiarities. The method ought to be arranged according to the degree of development which the mental and bodily life of the youth has arrived.
In it,
so in other words, I'm going to teach differently to Kevin.
But when I don't keep that fluid in
why?
There,
he can understand certain things at his level.
And it drains out.
She can understand
what happens
things
to that gearbox.
I can have the most
that's why we have
engine I
want.
Research.
That's
what
we
recreated
that's
engine
why
I
want.
Adults. That's why we have different Bible studies, different things
the way
that are
should be.
Equipping kids and children and young adults at the ages
oil.
Where they are able to comprehend and apply it in their life.
Something about that fluid in there that just
because at a certain age we depend on our parents.
Transmission
and then we start
working.
To go through
so
independence.
Keeps the thoughts and intents
and then we
of the
don't
heart.
Need our parents. We think our parents
it's
are
a
really stupid.
Of what?
Thoughts. I realized as I got
intent.
Older, my mom so suddenly got smarter.
You can have a thought, but there's the intention.
Well, how'd
the
that
motivation.
Happen?
I'm going
go back to school.
I intend to do that thought.
No, because as children, we go through certain stages. We just
all
get
had
full of ourselves. We start to stretch
through.
Our wings. We start to realize who we think we are.
I've learned that sometimes
I said,
if I get a really good thought, I better write it down real quick.
So then we start having this idea, well,
nowadays,
Mom, that's not the way things work nowadays, Mom.
Because otherwise, if you don't, you'll lose.
I was very disrespectful.
I've lost some really good
struggles. My mother, I can't say my parents, my dad was gone.
Because in the middle of doing something while you're driving,
I did not do
get this really great idea.
Until I got older.
But it's not
like,
what?
Then
but
it says
I'm going to be honest, there's times when I drive
honor your father and mother.
I'd get something really good. I'd actually
honor them
off the road.
That you may have long life.
It's really good.
Because I wasn't honoring my mother.
How we
and my life was getting shorter all the time.
How we choose to respond is our choice.
As one comedian said, I brought you into the world and I can take you out.
out there, you are going to run
kind of
into
the way
people
I felt
all
at
the
time.
You're going to run into people that
God,
believe
I got saved,
that God is in control.
Changed my attitude.
That God has foreordained your actions. That God has foreordained every event in your life. God has
so
foreordained all those
to learn.
Things. And if that's true,
you know,
then you don't have
people.
A choice.
I could actually pick up a few things.
If that's true, then Deuteronomy lied and half the other scriptures I could bring you
so kids,
are a lie.
Young adults, teens,
I don't believe
whatever your age is, there's always someone around you that has life experience
you,
that you can draw from.
Everyone say amen.
Jesus at 12
because
years old.
Because if we don't believe that,
I guarantee
you,
the
enemy
to
will challenge you on it.
Tap into those people.
The enemy's
and even ask questions.
That's just the
and
Lord
I think if we give our children the love and the support and everything that they need to know Jesus and to be able to make those decisions about life,
God gives people the
and approach
it
so that because there's so many kids growing up
Abraham,
that are unprepared,
of obedience and faith.
We can prepare our children
because we know
we can
the
prepare
New
our teens.
Abraham
we can prepare our young
even
adults.
If he had gone through with it, God would raise
we can prepare
from the dead.
New creation,
that's why
new Christians, no matter how old they're, in a sense,
he
spiritually
faith
age wise.
He had
so that their hearts can be established, so they can build
out of
solid foundation.
Nations would be brought forth.
That's what we're all
so
about.
So fine.
It's
I
maintain
I can sacrifice them on that altar.
With them, no
I can
what
burn experience. His body, and I'll
so
watch
I'm
him get resurrected
Hillary
and walk out of that body, out of that
she
fire.
She has some things that she wants to share.
God promised
and that's what we learned in the New
Testament.
Going to bring some teachers up and so forth.
And I've heard some people teach that from the Old Testament.
I just want you to listen. This is part of why we do what we do. While we're spending the money we do spend on the curriculum and the things
that
we have going.
Do not let your adornment be merely outward. Arranging your hair, wearing of gold, putting on a fine apparel.
So
I'm going to meddle a little bit if I may. There are certain denominations that read this verse and say, your wife has cut her hair. She's adorning herself with jewelry. What a sinner.
So under the direction of Pastor Wayne, Pastor Mary,
that has nothing to do with not wearing
guidance,
jewelry, not cutting her hair,
we are
not wearing jeans. That's not in there.
So the that we
and yet certain denominations have taken that and
Pastor
become legalistic
Mary,
with
it
and focused totally on what?
Brian Osborne,
the man. Their religion is based on performance and what? The outward man.
He's like an apologist.
Jesus isn't looking at the outward man. I don't think Jesus cares if I wear blue jeans or if I'm wearing a $5,000 three-piece suit or if I show up in my swimming trunks. You don't want to see that. You don't want to see that. In fact, I couldn't because I don't even own one.
Well, we want to make sure that our children are equipped
going near the water. All right?
So
Jesus is looking at the inward
so
man,
on the inside of themselves,
not the outward. I'm going to say inward man. Now, last week, I did a play on words for you, but I'm going to do it again. There's the inward man, I-N-W-O-R-D man. And there's the outward man, the O-U-T-W-O-R-D man. And the guy who is the outward man, who is out of the Word, is going to get in trouble. But if I'm in the Word, if I'm an inward man, and I stay in the Word about these things, I'm going to stay strong. So that's what I want to be doing here. I'm not going to be worrying about my hair and what I wear and jewelry. I mean, God doesn't care what... how I do my hair, if I wear a gold ring or not. He's not concerned about that.
Just
rather let it be. If some of these people would just read the rather. Rather let it be.
The hidden person of the heart.
With an incorruptible beauty.
Incorruptible
beauty.
Of
a gentle and quiet spirit.
That's
what's precious in the sight of God.
Timer. So
our born again recreated
spirit.
The one that's been made the righteousness of God. That's what's precious in the sight of God. It's the hidden man of the heart.
So the
something that's hidden is not visible. And he's clearly speaking about a quiet spirit. He's talking about the spirit of man that's hidden. What's going on in my soul can be sometimes out here in the obvious realm of observation. But something that's hidden is not observed. You can't see it. Something that's on the inside, though, that then shows up on the outside.
By His very word, He made the earth, and it stands back because of Him.
proof
so
of
what they're doing is your faithfulness endures.
In Matthew chapter 7 and Luke chapter 6, we looked at the parable of the house on the rock last year when we did the whole series on the parables of Jesus. And in Luke chapter 6, verse 48, he says this, that man is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on the rock, and when the flood arose, and the stream beat in upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. He laid the foundation on a rock. He dug deep. To get your heart established, to get your mind renewed to the point that your spirit and your soul, your cardia together in that sense, are powerful enough to resist the temptation.
They're
powerful enough to say no to the things that are going to be thrown at you. Powerful enough in the sense to wear the whole armor of God and stand, and having done all to stand therefore, the Bible says. That takes the opportunity that takes us to dig deep into the Word. Not this surfacey thing. This is where I wish I had some technology. I'd be able to show you a video. When we were on vacation up north here recently. We were up on the lakes, and we stopped for lunch and a little picnic and got off the boat at a campsite. And there was this big tree that had fallen over. And I took a video of it because Mary's standing right next to it. And literally, the whole root system is only that deep. That's all it was. It had spread out on a rock, had grown for years on this rock. But the roots had gone horizontally. It had never gone down. And they'd had a pretty strong storm up there. And what happened to that tree? Because it had no what?
Is the impact that one human.
Turn over to Mark chapter 4. Let's look at that for a second. In Mark chapter 4, the parable of the sword, when we went through that, we spent a lot of time on that parable. What happens to the person who didn't put their roots down?
He's placed in me his power to connect and to impact.
You know,
by his power,
I wasn't meaning
necessarily to go there.
Didn't give you guys that verse. But this picture, this image is amazing to me. Here's Mary standing next to this tree. This root system is still about this much taller than her. Like a big, huge, round thing.
Oh my gosh.
I'm taking a video of it like this. It's huge.
Since my
and then I come around like this to see the side.
Isn't really that wide? And to this day, I declare
you
marvelous.
Just and you can see the fact that those roots, and I handed my phone down,
river,
and it's just built on a huge boulder.
So I declare your power to the next generation.
Look at verse
your mighty acts to
Mark
all
chapter mind. 4.
So that's what we're...
It starts in verse 14 about
just one tiny sliver of our lives,
the wayside, the word being sown.
It's an important time. This half hour, this 1 hour,
they can come to you and steal the word. But verse 16.
So we know that even
they likewise, sown on stony ground,
but for the hour that
they have heard the word, immediately received it with gladness.
That hour is important.
You can get all excited about the Bible. Get all excited about what you've heard. But then it says this. But they have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time or a season, after which no persecution arises, for the word's sake. Immediately they are offended. These are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceit of the
rich,
and
the rest of them, do what?
We know from this parable, and we spent a lot of time talking about this last year when we went through the whole series.
That's what we're doing here today.
One out of four.
So I was telling you earlier that.
Now, I think it's progressive. Maybe we all kind of start with the very first one, or we all start in verse 14 and 15. And then maybe we progress to verse 16, and then we progress to verse 17 and 18. Finally, we get down to the fact 30, 60, 100-fold.
So there's
we go through that process of making sure that I want to dig
there's
deep.
There's a race in the world today called the power
that's really what the Bible is telling
me
to do in Luke chapter 6.
And so I'm not describing that.
Talking about the man who built his house.
I'm describing it as a godly race. You are
I want to resist yielding to the natural man, the emotional man, the carnal man.
They are
outward
so,
man.
They're so.
And I want to make sure that I'm living out of my inward man. My recreated man. My renewed mind. Seeing life and everything from God's perspective. And when I do,
there
I'm going to get John
verses
14 through 19
that has
in Mark chapter 4. I don't want to get offended
and
over
I'm
something.
I'm so fortunate
I don't want to get caught up in the deceitfulness of riches. I don't want to get caught up in the cares of this world. I don't want to get caught up in the lusts of other things. Yeah, I desire Jesus. Isn't that what we were singing earlier? That's really us talking about. Sometimes we start letting other desires get in the way from what God desires for us.
So Charlene, you know, she is a very much
have I brought that to the Lord? And said, is this your desire? Remember, Jesus said, not my will, but
so what I like about Charlene is that she is her mind.
We can all get off track in any one of these issues that the fruit becomes, that the potential for fruit becomes
sweet. And funny. And she's a bit naughty. So I just want to think about
Let's put it this way. If it's the hidden man's heart, the spirit man is hidden. There's something that's always on display, isn't it? Our carnal man's always on display. Sad to say, I wish I could say. Sometimes I've been in situations where I don't necessarily do a good job of it. Someone says something and I react. We respond.
Had the pleasure of working with all of you.
When they read it,
Danielle,
why'd you look like that?
What
did I look like? I didn't even know. I don't have a mirror.
She's just like,
we've all done that. Your face gives it away sometimes. Just what you were thinking or how you were reacting. And it can happen in a fraction of a second.
Let's
say it again. In a fraction of a second, you can respond to something, and that might not be the real response that you want, but sometimes then we would read it that way. That's where an offense might
come. They don't.
That's where a hindrance might come.
They don't do that.
We have to keep ourselves back on what the Word says. And
just
make
like,
sure that we are seeing and believing and living out
that
inward man, that hidden man.
And so assistants are very important.
Don't always go by what's on the outward man. I'm sorry, every marriage would be destroyed if you were totally on the outward man.
Charlene Hawkins, Dora Zedekiah,
because people respond. People do things.
So we don't have anything
to say yet. We respond. Let's close with this.
So we don't have the babies yet, but you guys, babies are
guard your heart.
Babies are coming. So I just want to say that that's another aspect of what
for it, your heart.
So we're going to
turn the course of your life. That's the New Living Translation. For out of your heart.
Okay, so last part.
It determines the course of your life.
All right, children.
Your heart. Your born again spirit, connected with a renewed mind, should guide the course of your life. If you're not living out of that heart that's guarded towards the Word of God, you're going to live out of the flesh, which is your body, and an unrenewed mind, outvoting your spirit. Two against one. I don't understand that. Sometime this week, I guarantee you, finding yourself in a situation, it may be as simple as making that third cookie. I don't mind the third cookie. Well, I know I can't. I might get away with eating one, but if I eat two, I'm pushing it. If I eat three, I know I've gone over one. Why? Because I'm trying to bring my body under. I might as well just take the cookie and tape it to my belly, you know?
Just
adding to the role of the pastor, as they say. It doesn't work. If I'm trying to reduce my health risk, then guess what I have to do? I have to bring my body under. I have to bring it into obedience. But it starts with my thought life. My body just doesn't unconsciously kind of go like, stop, hand, I don't want that. Come on, I know I'm using a silly example, but it's real. The guy that is doing drugs, the guy that's done alcohol, the guy that gets angry, the guy that tells lies, the guy that gets, you know, touchy about everything that comes along and jumps to conclusions. That's all choices. It's the flesh. We'll talk about more of that next week when we talk about Galatians. Oh, don't talk about this. Oh, it's good for us. Because this is where we live. This is where we exist every single day. And this is what's pushing us every single day. I just ran out of time. Father, we just thank you for your word.